Hey guys, we're here at the U.S.-Mexico border, and we're very honored to have with us Karen Kingston. She needs no introduction. I'm sure you've seen her on tons of other shows, but she's a biotech analyst, has worked for Pfizer and other places. Karen, thank you very much for being with us. And I know we're at the border, and we should talk about border things, but you have such expertise in the area of what's going on with the vaccines and the big pharmaceutical companies. Give us just the elevator version of why we need to be wary of these big pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I think people are becoming more and more aware that this has been a plan in development and in the making. And just like what's going on at the border, just like what's going on with the current administration, there are enemies in this country. And the pharmaceutical companies have conspired with other governments who are enemies of America. And I think the top line takeaway is that I've said since day one, these injections can only poison, harm, disable, and kill. And we know that they are chimeric weaponized viruses that are encapsulated in advanced lipid nanoparticle technology. So they were not created to protect anyone. We're also learning that words have changed their meanings. I'm sure you appreciate that over the past 2 years. And I think that's really important. We've changed the definition of a man and a woman. We've changed the definition of what a highly deadly virus is. We've changed the definition of vaccine. And when there's no absolute truth, then everything is a lie or a half-truth, and you're very easily manipulated. And that's what I spoke about yesterday. And so we really need to get back to the like foundational truths and our constitution, and we need to recognize what's going on so that we do have absolute, this is correct, this is legal, this is illegal. Because with all of this confusion going on, our country's under attack. And we need to boldly speak the truth on the topics that we are have knowledge in, and also to boldly speak the truth to protect our children. And that's something that's going on. I mean, I was just speaking to the crowd here, whether it's the vaccines, but even just the masks. The masks are not for the children's protection. You know, it stifles their development. It stifles their social skills. It stifles their emotional development and their confidence. So it's not for safety. It's an attack on America and on the development of our posterity, which is our children and our children's children. And it's the same thing with the vaccine. So, I can never give a quick update on the vaccines because I've gone through thousands and thousands of pages, but I think it's coming out now that we've seen the EcoHealth Alliance pitch that these were developed not as vaccines, but as bioweapons. We've also learned that the viruses have to first be made in the lab. They don't naturally jump from an animal, whether it's a bat or a pangolin or a rodent to a human, that they are chimeric viruses. So they're combined with multiple species. Other viruses are added to them to make them more infectious, more pathogenic, such as, they're messing around with HIV, Ebola, and other viruses. So they actually have to create the problem before they actually create the vaccine. And this is all right in front of our face. You can find these grants in literally right now today in the NIH database grant website, including gain of function, which is weaponization of virus research that Fauci is funding right now.
And based on all the documents you've seen, and I've seen some of what you've gone through, it's just incredible. But based on everything you've seen, what do you think their end goal is? What comes next, and how do we resist this?
Again, I think Americans need, I think we've kind of lived in this bubble, and we need to recognize that there are enemies of this country, and we are under attack, right? And our enemies have always said, you can never fight the American military. We always had the most powerful military. And even still, we also have the Second Amendment. I mean, that's the reality. So Americans will defend themselves if needed. So the only way to defeat Americans is if we were to concede. And the only way we would concede is if we were deceived. And that's what's going on. So we have actually participated in an attack on our own citizens, whether it's having, whether it's not holding the border here, literally holding the border, and shutting it down with an invasion, or whether it's lining up to get an inoculation of a bioweapon. And we're seeing this right now in our Department of Defense. I know Lee Dundas and Thomas Renz just spoke out at Senator Ron Johnson's open testimony on Monday, saying that there's been thousands of our military that have had myocarditis and other injuries. So I think the best thing to do right now is to speak the truth boldly. I mean, this is not about, when you understand the consequences of all of these coordinated efforts and the consequences of being injected with a bioweapon to yourself or to your child or to your neighbors, you won't be quiet about it. That's why I mean, people say I'm courageous, but if you know the truth and you understand the consequences of the truth, you can only boldly come out and say, no, this needs to stop. So I would say right now, you know, for those people who have an awareness of what's in the inoculations or what's in the injections, to boldly speak out and say, enough is enough, let's end this. And the best way to end it locally is to say, whether it's your mayor or your governor, or it would be Secretary Becerra, is that the threat to our national security is not a virus. It's these mandates and it's these inoculations. So end the threat saying that it's a virus, because it's actually the current administration that's a threat to our country right now.
Absolutely. And Karen, where can people follow your work? What's the best place to keep up on what you're doing?
I'm on Getter, so you can find Karen Kingston on Getter. And then my website is MyFight, MIFIGHT.com. That's MIFIGHT.com. So that's a work in progress. And I'm going to start a Substack, because I have so many documents written. So I have written some effective letters for school boards, for local governments and stuff like that, or, you know, and administrators. So I'm going to make templates so that you can find those on Substack. So those should be up by the end of next week.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for speaking out. Thanks for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll be back.